Annalise Baumer from Minnetonka and Nick Koshnick, Detroit Lakes, have been training at Ripley in advance of the trials. Though most exposed hillsides are bare as November, they say the biathlon course, which runs through the woods, is still skiable.
It's pretty covered. There's just, you know, like maybe square foot that are uncovered. It's not like really huge patches or anything like that. It's pretty good.
As long as we don't get a warm run front in a week or two, then we'd be okay. Still worried, though. You gotta worry about trials.
And plenty of worry is being expended. This, after all, is the event where the U.S. Olympic biathlon team will be assembled. Not one of the prime-time Olympic sports, with its unusual combination of cross-country skiing and target shooting, but Olympic nonetheless. 100 of the nation's best biathletes have bought tickets to Minnesota. Of these, 4 men and 3 women will win places on the U.S. team for the upcoming games in Japan. A few of the competitors, like Baumer and Koshnick, are already here. Most will arrive right after Christmas.
And the first thing we might do is hand them a shovel and say, if we're going to do it here, you have to help shovel.
Jeff Thielen chairs the organizing committee for the trials. Though the U.S. Biathlon Association could still decide to move the event to Vermont, where there's plenty of snow, Thielen's determined that Camp Ripley prevail. So he's assembling another team, a volunteer truck and shovel corps. They plan to spend Saturday hauling in snow from parking lots in downtown Little Falls, then shoveling it onto the biathlon course, guarding the trails against the dread specter of gorgeous weather.
We feel that we've got enough snow yet with some shoveling and maybe some additional hauling to put the competition on, and with any luck we'll have some snow here in the next few days.
U.S. biathlon coach Piotr Bednarski, sailing into view on fluorescent green skis, has seen worse. 4 years ago, for example, when he competed at the Olympic trials in Alaska.
It was really icy. It was extremely warm for that time of year. It was raining. We had a base of about an inch or two of ice for the most part. And they shoveled and scraped and it came together, but it wasn't pretty.
Bednarski says it's important for conditions to be as near perfect as possible. A perfect trail gives every athlete a chance for his or her best performance. Which comes back to Saturday. Here's Bednarski's pitch. If you ever wanted to be part of the Olympics, to serve your country, this is your opportunity. 9 a.m., Camp Ripley. Bring a shovel.
We're going to have a mountain of pizzas and a mountain of snow, and we're going to take care of it. Snow first, preferably.
U.S. biathlon coach Piotr Bednarski. Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.